Brothers that divide up Yerusha, Lekuchasein. We don't still like to take an Amamish B'Torosh Yerusha from the father, because we don't know which Chelik is really theirs. But we always consider it like a Lekuch, like they bought it. And therefore, Marzir and Zeb Zeb Yevil, they have to return it one to another and Yevil. Yeah. All right, and we'll stop here. Yeah, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph on top. Yeah, Mora says again, the Oz the Rabbi Yochanan Tam, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own Tam, that they had before the Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Breira. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, when two brothers divide up the Yerusha, they don't consider like the portions they get came from the father, because we don't know which portion belongs to them, but rather consider like they bought it off one another. That's called Lekuches. Now the Mora says, the Oz the Rabbi Yochanan Tam. Yeah, so far we're talking about before about Hilchas. Yeah, Yochanan so far talking also about Maisa Behema. That male associate Yipote for Maisa Behema is called like Shutfis. Smor says now Yosef Yochanan Taimei that Yom Rabat Yom Rab Yochanan Ha'achin Shacholku, when two brothers divide up the Yerusha, Lukulchasein, we consider like they bought it off one another. In other words, Ein Breira, it's not for sure the portion you deserve from your father, but rather one brother sells it to the other one. And therefore, O Machzirin Zelah Zeb Yovel, you'll have to return it again when it becomes Yovel. Because that's the luck when you sell a field, especially a steyachuzah, a store that you're yashin from your father, if you sell it to somebody else, by Yovel you get it back. So you're also, one brother gets it back. In other words, it comes back to the matzav of Tvus Sabayis, like it belongs to the father, like, and they have to divide it over again. They have to make another chaluka. So Kizzi Birchman says it two places, here by Maise Behema, and here by regular Yerusha. The Mor says, "Tzri Chani beBiyachon told us both places. Di Yashmin Hachloni here over here by Maaseh Behemom. Welcome, Rabbi Yochanan, because maybe Maaseh Behem is Dumya de Bincham. We had the possible before Maaseh Behem is Doimer to Pidyon Aben. So Ma Bincha, just like your own son, a Kain, they give it to a Kain, is Bebor Lachol. Like we know for sure it's your son was born to you. There's no questions about it. So maybe Av Sharcha Vetzoncha Bebor Lachol." Maybe there's a special drosha that here for Maaseh Behema, Yoni Mechuyev Maaseh Behema, if you know for sure it's yours. So maybe really Rabbi Yochanan also by Yerusha, it also you say Yesh Breira. But even though you say Yesh Breira, maybe it's special over here, it has to be clearly that it's yours from the beginning. So for Maaseh Behema, maybe you'll be potter. Like it has to be like Neulah Nyurashus, Abu Soda, but over here where the brothers Yash in the field, maybe Mecharud Yom Rachamon Lehed to be Yovel. Only if you really sell it to somebody else, then does it come back to you by Yovel. But Yerusha Matanaloi, but maybe we Yash in the fields, so we say Yesh Breira, consider like this is your portion you got from your father, it's not a Mecher, and therefore maybe it did not return in Yovel. And Yerusha Matanaloi, you did not have to give back by Yovel. So that's why Nidab Yechon teaches us, even by Yerusha also, it goes back by Yovel. Now, the Yashmin and Sod, if I would have just heard, there's a locha by Sod here, that Achim Shecholku are called Lekuches Ninu, maybe I would have just thought to say Lechumra. Maybe Shadaz Abirchen has a suffix, whether you say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. So therefore, here it goes Lechumra to say that when the brothers divide up the fields, maybe it's Ein Breira, and it's considered that they bought it off one another, and therefore Lechumra, we tell them that they have to divide it over again on Yovel. Inam Yerel Lechatchila. It starts to come back the way it was lechatchila. You got it from your father. So by the end of Yovel, there's a new svara. Let it come back lechatchila. Or else Yovel Bechal has a locha that everything goes back to the beginning. So for Yerusha, I would have thought to say that's why he says Yovel, you go back. Avol locha, but by Maaseh Behema, Emaloi, over there, maybe no, maybe you would have the chiyuv to give Maaseh Behema. Maybe it is considered yours. It's tricha. If I need the machlag, it's both cases that Yerchen holds, that first of all, you've bought it from Maaseh Behema, because it's considered like a lekuach, like you bought it, and lekuach has bought it from Maaseh Behema. It's not considered you got it directly from your father's rishus. So you need the machlag is both places. Now the Moshe Mesa, I have a question. It says the Gemara in Temura, V'chein ha-shutfim shecholku. If two shutfim divided up, so echad noitel asara, v'yechad noitel tisha v'kelev. Let's say you have shutfim that first own these 20 things together, 20 animals together, and they divide it up. So one person takes 10 sheep, say goats, and the other one takes 9 goats and 1 dog. So the halacha is shekneged a kelev. like the shutta that took the 10 goats, so one of those goats is opposite for the dog. So lochri is asurin. All those 10 animals are rasa to be brought for korban, because we don't know which one is called the mechir kelev. Like one of them is called an exchange for a dog, and that's absolut. An exchange for a dog is possible to be brought for korban. Therefore, all of them are possible to be brought for korban, since we do not know exactly which one. Yeah, but the opposite way. But Shim HaKelev, let's say the 9, that the one that received the 9 goats and one dog, Mutarim, those 9 sheep are for sure mutter for korban, because those 9 sheep are not called the Mechir Kelev. Yeah. Now the question is, V'yar mit Yesh Breira, according to Mandiyam that holds, you say Yesh Breira, that you could divide, take one out, and that's the one that was always supposed to be. If so, Livra Chad Minayu, Labahadi Kelev. So even this person that received the 10 goats, like why do we say all 10 are also for korban? Why don't I say just take out one of them? Choose whichever one you want, take out one goat, and say this goat is supposed to be the exchange for the dog, so that one is also for korban, but v'hanach lishtori, but all the other 9 should be muta. So the kasha according to Man Yom, that you hold the yesh breira. So my answer is, Omer Rav Ashi, I dishov kudal hadodi hochinami. If all the animals will have an equal value to it, in other words, these 10 animals on one side, and the 9 goats and the 1 dog on the other side, if all like 10 goats and all 9 goats have the same value, so we know it's mamish one against one, so then we know there's only one goat against the dog, so true, then if you hold the yesh breira, you just pull out any one goat you want, and we'll say that's the one that I made to be the exchange for the dog. And only that one goat would be also for korban, but the other ones would be mutter for korban. That's true if they all have the same value to it. But I'll tell you, hocha v'mayaskinan. You know what we're talking about over here? To loishav kula ladodi, they don't have the equal value. V'shoval hay kalbo chad humashu. In other words, it's like this. In other words, these 9 goats are not equal to the opposite 9 goats. And the pshat is the dog makes up for it. If so, like the dog is more valuable. If so, v'hai mashu moshech v'yosei b'kuloi. It's like all 10 other animals have a mechir, have a little bit to do with that dog. Because it's not exactly an exchange each goat for goat. Because you take 10 goats. What the other one took? The other one took 9 goats and 1 dog. Now his 9, now your 10 goats, his 9 goats that he took, they're not equal, any one of them, to your 10 goats. Every one of those 9 goats are a little bit less value than your goats. So it comes out, how do you make the exchange? It must be because the dog is worth much more. So then the value of the dog like goes in exchange for every one of the goats. Because if we say one goat for another goat, but the one that took 10, he really has, his goats are worth a little bit more than the other one's goats. So how come? It must be the reason why you got a little bit more is because the other one got the dog. And the dog is worth much more. So it comes out the dog is a little bit in exchange in every single one of those 10 goats. There's a little bit in exchange for the dog. So that's why all 10 goats are also to use for a korban. So if, even if you hold the yesh breira, but here breira won't help you. Because the maisa, there's one, the dog is part of the exchange of all 10 goats. Because they're not equal to his goats. So that's why here all 10 are also. Now the Mishnah says, Hakel nechnosen ladir l'saser. Okay, when you have your 10 animals born to you that year, so you can bring all animals you have, go into your deer, into your corral, to start taking out one of the 10. Chutz, excluding min haklayim. If you have an animal that was born from klayim, meaning to say the parents were different breeds. It was a goat with a sheep, a goat with a lamb. So that's klayim. So the son now is called klayim. It's possible for korban. So if it's even possible to bring into the deer, it's not part of the 10 to make up Maisa Bema. Who treifa? Let's say an animal that's treifa also does not come included, because the pasuk says Yavra Tachas Hashevet has to be able to walk, and some treifas can't walk, so it's not in the pasha Maisa Bema. V'yoytze doifin, an animal that came out through the side, not through the regular womb. Umechus Azman, before the animal was 8 days old. V'hayosam, meaning to say the mother died the same time the kid came out. All these are possible for korban, so they don't go into the deer l'saser. V'yezel yosem, what's called the yosem? Kol shemei se'imoi. Oy shenishkoto v'yachakach yodo. but the mother died first, and then the kid came out. So when the kid came out, he doesn't have a mother. That behemoth is possible for korban, and therefore it doesn't go into the deer. It's not called one of your ten to make ma'aseh behemoth. Yabishur Aymano, he argues and says, Afilu nishcha te'ima, even if you shechted the mother first, the mother died first, and then the kid came out, v'hashaleach kayim, but the mother's skin is still around, then ain't the yosam, that's not considered a yosam. That baby, the behemoth would still be kosher for korban. Mar explains, of course, what it used to do is, they would skin the mother, and take the mother's skin and wrap it around the baby. So it's considered as if it has a mother still. So therefore, that's not called a yosam. A yosam would only be if there's no skin around, that mother died, and she has no skin, there's no skin of the mother around. Yeah. The other verse says, Minor and Emili, how do we know these? That these things are not nechnosin ladil esaser. So Mara says, Ton Rabbonin, this is a posted by regular korban. It says, shor oi kesef, the word oi. So we dash in prat leklayim. You're only being a regular shor, a regular ox, or a regular kesef, a regular lamb, but not a klayim, because when both together, breed it together, the kid is posted for korban. Then the posted says, oi eis, rosa goat, that's prat lenidma, where the kid, the babe, the behema, does not look like its mother. The parents were both goats, but the kid looks like a sheep, looks like something else. That's a nidma, it's also possible for korban. Then the pasuk says, ki yevoled, it gave birth, samashma, normal birth, prat liyotzedofen, if the behemoth comes out through the side, not through the womb, it's possible for korban. Then it says, v'hoye shivas yamin, has to be at least 7 days, by its mother first, then the 8th day, you can use it for korban. It's prat mechusas man, like when the behemoth is only 7 days old, it's not fit for korban. Then it says, it should be 7 days, tachas imoy, so mashma, the mother has to be alive. So that's promptly yosem. In the case where when the baby came out, the behemoth came out, its mother died at the same time, that's not fit to be brought for korban. So these things are possible for korban b'chlal, therefore what they're not nichnos l'dil esas, they're not part of my sebeima. Rabbi Yishmael benoy, sh'Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch Weimer, nema, kind of says over here, tachas ha-shevet. It says by my sebeima, take all 10, under the shevet, like strike them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For them, Alana says over there, by regular korban, tachas imoy. It has to be shivas yom, tachas imoy. And then it's fit to be brought for korban. So ma'al halan, just like regular korbanis, prat l'chol ha-shemas alolu, all these psulim, klayim, and nidma, is not fit to be brought for korban, is afkan for my sebeim also, prat l'chol ha-shemas alolu, that they're not even nichnas ladir. Even though we had before svara, maybe something goes into the deer, just it can't be brought for korban, or it may not, but you have to wait till it comes a balmum. But here it's mashmino, it doesn't, it's not even nichnas ladir lesaser. These things are potter, it's not bechla, one of the ten. That's the pasuk of tachas hashevet. Or makan, just like over here, by maise behema, prat l'treifa, because the pasuk says a sheyavra, that's be able to walk, and a treifa where its leg is cut off from above the knee, it can't walk. So just like an animal that can't walk is not bechlal ma'ase behema, is af lahalam prat l'treifa. Who would even learn out by shar kabonis? For korban, you can't bring a treifa for korban. Now the Gemara says, ha'kol lasu yamai. Our Mishnah starts off saying, ha'kol nechlos l'dir. Masma, everything goes into the deer, only excluding these. So what do we include when saying ha'kol, all animals go in? Like, cheetah means new animals that were born to you that year. And we know either a zohar or a keva. So what's the ha'kol? Samara says, Lasu Yehodatan Rabbanan. That we know that a price like this. That Horoiva Vihanirva, an animal that lived with a man, with a lady. Viha Muksa, an animal you set aside to worship Havod Azorah. Viha Nebra, they really worship with it. For Esnan, that's the pay you give a Zoina. Viha Mechir, that's the exchange you make for a dog. You sell an animal for a dog. But Tumtum Vihandrugnis, or an animal that has both Simonim, or a Tumtum, it's covered up, we don't know. These animals, even though maybe they're not fit for korban, but still they're brought into the deer, they can be one of the ten for ma'ase behema. And if it comes out to be the tenth one, so you can't bring it for korban, so you just have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then the balam can eat it. That's the Chiddush in Mishnah. That akol nechnosim, even these psulim that are not fit for korban, still they go into the cheshbin of the ten animals for ma'ase behema. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that Tumtum v'Yadrugnis einichnosim l'dir l'saser. He holds no. They hold Tumtum v'Yadrugnis called like a barrier b'fnei atzmai, so it's not called a zoch, it's not called a mekev, it's called something else. Therefore, b'chlal, it's not b'chlal, ma'aseh behema. Now the Gemara says, "V'tana nidan." What's shown the first bright, the first tana here that includes tumtum vandrugnis? They're also included. They go into the dealer's house. So why? And Bechla, what's Pshan, all these psulim are nechnosim modila sasa, why? Ego matachas tachas mikodeshim. If you make the xerish shabbat tachas tachas mikodeshim, sahani nami loy. So all these last psulim we have in this last bride, so it should also be possible. Since the apostle for Korbin, it should not be fit to be bringing to my sabayim rida. So what's Pshan, natan of our Mishnah, that these things are mutter, and only the psulim and the Mishnah are no good. If you make the xerish shabbat tachas tachas, even these should also be puzzled, should not be bechlal ma'ase beima. Elamai v'lo yal, if you do not learn out. So I'll tell you, you don't make the gzera show, then hani minolei. How does the Tana of Al Mishnah know to say that a klayim, a yoytzi doifin, are not nichnas l'dilas asa? I didn't know even that much. So what's the shot from the Tana of Al Mishnah that these things are, and what it says in the Mishnah are not, how do you divide up? So Mor says, yes, li'er l'mrilo tel Tana of Al Mishnah gomer. He makes the gzera show matachas tachas. So really, whatever's possible for korban is not nichnas l'dilas aser. Our Mishnah says hakol nichnasim means even these last things is roiva v'nirba v'yamuksa v'nevad, and these things are possible for korban. So I tell you, v'hani rachmona revinu, these last psulim, the Torah says clearly it is nichnas l'dilas aser. Why? The pasuk says in Vayikra ki moshchosam b'hem mumbom lo yirotz lechem. Says a korban that has a mum is possible, you can't bring it for korban. It says loshnov ki mishchosam, that's loch of hashchosa. Now v'tono deveri b'shmuel that komokim shenema by hashchosa. Whenever the pasuk says loshen of hashchosa, ain't the valo devar erva. It means either a chet of an erva, or else v'avoy dezora. Devar erva. How do we know it means a devar erva? The pasuk says ki hishchis kol boser as darkei aloritz, that by the mabul, that all the people were mashkes the dark, and we know they had snus then. So dvar erva at losh mashkosa. Avoid the zora dechiv paint hashkisa and viasisa lechem pesel tmunas kol semol tavne zocher in a keva. So it says losh tashkisa, and it means making an idol to worship avoid the zora. So it says the pasuk says it by mum, it says ki mashkosa. So dashing like this v'chol shal mum pesel boy. Any like regular korban, if it's a baal mum, you can't bring it for korban. So then, devar erva v'avoid zara poislam boy. Who had been if the animal was a nevar or a muksa or had lived with a man or with a lady, you can't use that animal for the korban. But v'chol shein hamum poislam boy, like by ma'aseh behema, even though these 10 animals have mumim on them, still it's nichnas l'dil esaser. But since there's no psul mum by ma'aseh behema, mature, you can't bring it for korban. But it has a lacha to take ma'aseh behema out of it, take these 10, and even if the 10th one you take out has a mum, it's just the bailam has a right to eat it, but it still has a lacha of ma'aseh behema. If so, since it has a lacha of ma'aseh behema, you put it into the deer, l'sasav, even though it has a mum, if so, therefore, is ein dvar erva, v'yavoy dezor poislam boy, who had been if the behema was a nevad, or was did erva live with a man, still it could be put into the deer, l'sasav. True, if it comes out 10, you can't bring it for korban, but I call upon him, it is nichnas l'dil esaser. Yeah. Fahai, my maser, therefore these psulim go into my sebeima, hoyev le posel by mumma. Since there's no psul mum by my sebeima, the posel says, lo yivake ben toiv l'ra, you don't have to check it out between whether it's a toiv l'ra. Meaning to say, these 10 animals you put into your deer, even though some of them are bal mumim, still it's nichnas l'dil. And v'loyi merenu, that you're not supposed to take tmura from ma'aseh behema. So therefore, dvar erva v'avoy dezora nami loy posel be. Therefore, even though it has a psul on the behema that either is worshipped avoy dezora or else erva, it is not passed for this mitzvah of ma'aseh behema. Therefore, roiva v'nirva, if a man live with the animal, or a lady live with the animal, is dvar erva. It's called the dvar erva. And that's why the Brice in the Mishnah says, Akurl nechnosim, that this animal does go into the deal, l'saser. Muksa, v'nevad, we set it aside, you worshipped it, that's avoy dezora. V'esnan, you give a present, you pay the zayna, that's also called dvar erva, therefore it goes into the deal, l'saser. O mechir, when you exchange it for dog, that's ishkash liyetnan, always has the same lacha like an esnan. But since an esnan, which is a dvar erva, is nichnas adil esaser, who adin a mechir kelo would also be nichnas adil esaser. tumtum v'yadrugnis is ksav asveiku. We hold the pshat from tumtum v'yadrugnis is it's a doubt whether it's either a zocher or an akeva, but it's one or the other. So therefore, for ma'aseh beimah, no matter what it is, it's nichnas ladir. Either a zocher or an akeva, both of them are nichnas ladir. Therefore, we hold it is take off ma'aseh beimah from it. Now, when the Bryce has said that Yoshim ben Yehuda Ayim may know, he holds that Tumtum v'Adrugnis is not Nichnos L'Dil Asaser, because Ksavri he holds the Girsa should be Lav Sveiku. He holds it's not called a Sveiku, but rather it's clear that the barrier Bifnei Atzmai. Therefore, it's not a Zarko, it's not on the Kevo, and therefore, Miyat Rachmon Agabi Kotchim. There's a special Miyat by Kotchim, it says, Zarko Vadi and the Kevo Vadois. The animal has to be a vadi, a zocher, or also a vadi in a keva. But v'lo tumtum v'yadrugnis, but not a tumtum v'yadrugnis that according to the shit of Shimon is like a barrier b'fnei atzmo, like a new creature. It's not a zocher, not a mekeva. So that's why he holds it's not nichnas adil esasa. But we hold not that. We hold that it is either a zocher or a mekeva. We don't know, but it's one or the other. Therefore, no matter what it is, it's still nichnas adil esasa. Yeah. The Gemara says, "Maisa nami." You saw the Gemara's question, and Maisa nami, Goma takatachas mikotchim. It's from Reb Shimon. He learns out Maisa beima from kotchim. That just like tumtum v'adrugnis is possible for korbin, hu adin, it's possible for Maisa beima. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. It says, "Hakol nechnosim mudil esaser." All animals go into your corral to start taking out ma'aseh behemah. Chutz min haklayim, like it says in our Mishnah, if it's a klayim, the two parents were different minim. Fiya treifa, divur Reb Lezer Reb Yehuda. Ish kvar bar susa. Shom he said over mishum Reb Yeshua. Now, Amar Reb Akiva, that Akiva said like this, I heard from him, that af yoytzei doifin amachusa zman v'yosem. That hu adin yoytzei doifin, and the animal is a mechusas man at less than 8 days old, or yosem has no, and the mother died. So also, it's not nichnas dilas asa. So the question is, the Tana Kamra doesn't say these last three psulim manushach. Iyigo matachas tachas mikotchim. If he learns out the gzeres shom matachas tachas mikotchim, haninami. These things should also be included in the that it should not be nichnas dilas asa. Haninami loy. V'loy gomar, if he doesn't learn out the gzeres shava, so v'shloy mitreifa, you understand, kol ha-shayav atachat ha-shevet, ksiv. Anything that could walk through the shevet, could walk through, so that goes through ma'aseh behemah. But prat l'treifa, shein ve'veres, if you have a treifa that the legs were cut off from above its knees, it can't walk, so that's not nichnas adil esaser. That we understand, treifa is good. El klayim minolei. How do we know the behemoth's klayim, its parents were different types? One's a goat, one's a sheep. How do I know to say that's not nichnas adil esaser? So Mer says minole. Mer says yes. The earlier Mila tell you gomer. He makes the gzeirah. He learns out tachas tachas. Says so. How come he says that? How come Tanakam holds that yoytzei doifin and mechusas zman is nichnas ladir? He holds like this. Over yoytzei doifin, so for that he holds kerem shimon. He holds like kerem shimon shita. The yomer he holds even by regular kutch.